Chapter 1. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. What's training got to do with it? Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed that is not faced. James Baldwin. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are a set of principles designed to help an organization perform better by equipping the people with an awareness and a skill set to promote stronger, more productive, more comfortable relationships. Intellectual conversation around diversity and inclusion rarely, if ever, creates behavioral change. Articles, books, videos, e-learning modules, and other materials can be useful as tools to support diversity and inclusion work. Without making an emotional connection to the work and gaining a deep understanding and acknowledgement of the added value to one's personal and work-life success, the training remains merely an intellectual conversation, and nothing changes. Tragically, this is the fate of too many well-intentioned DEI trainings that have been delivered over the past 30 years. It is a seductive process because it is easy to do, receives very little pushback from most participants for various reasons, is relatively inexpensive, and can be pointed to as evidence that we are an organization that values diversity. It doesn't work because an emotional connection to diversity, equity, and inclusion has not been made, and the hard work of coming to grips with your personal unconscious bias and blind spots never happened. In some ways, diversity training gives people a pass. For example, if you complete the e-learning module, check the box, and fail to identify explicit value or accountability for diversity-related behavior in the organization, you have produced effort without outcomes. Personal, emotional connection is essential. It also needs to be supported by a DEI organizational strategy. Without clarity around the relevance and applicability of the learning to the organization's success, diversity training is doomed to failure. There is a difference. An inspired mechanical engineer once proclaimed that her company did diversity training. When questioned about what it involved, she explained it was an annual one-hour online program that defined the terms. When asked if it had impacted her behavior and/or changed anything in the organization, she responded, "No, but it is nice to be informed, and besides, we are very busy." In our experience, this type of diversity, equity, and inclusion training doesn't work. It lacks a human connection. A very different example and outcome was shared by an assistant professor from the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, who writes about an experience of delivering a diversity, equity, and inclusion training session to primarily white police officers. The assistant professor came very well prepared with DEI research findings, statistical data, and other written documentation, but rather quickly observed that it was creating very little response from the group. He was mystified and disappointed at the lack of interest. There was no meaningful dialogue on how to make things better concerning DEI in the organization, and no discussion about the challenges and problems that were clearly identified by the data. That is, until a black police officer began to speak about the information. The black officer simply stated with emotion and powerful authenticity, "This is my life. This is the life that I have been living." The assistant professor put down his notes and his training outline. He reported that when that human connection was made, the dynamics of the session changed. White officers began to listen with great intensity. The group began to have authentic and meaningful conversations about their own and others' life experiences. Having reached a greater level of trust, the group reached a new level of DEI awareness. That awareness motivated the group to authentically consider and publicly commit to what they could do better. They began to plan how to make the organization more effective and how to benefit the community. That day was a significant step in the DEI journey for the members of the police force. The training session significantly influenced how seriously the organization considered the DEI strategy that they later developed. That plan benefited the individuals, the organization, and ultimately, society.